thanks for along. And the UK is currently preparing its third cycle national report, so we are looking quite carefully into how we've done on implementation at the moment. And part of the preparation for that is a series of civil society events to get their perspective on how they think we've done, and that's a big part of our planning. You asked what some of the challenges are for states. I think one of the challenges that we probably all share as states is in getting lead domestic ministries and lead government departments to follow up on the recommendations which fall to them. And that's a challenge for UPR, it's a challenge for the treaty body process too. What is clear is that it makes a big difference, at least in our case, to have a lead domestic department. So in our case, the Ministry of Justice as the lead for UPR. So they lead in preparing, they lead in coming out to Geneva to present the UPR, and that's helped us a lot. Another thing that's clear and has clearly made a big difference for us is in having some sort of mechanism to keep us on track. We've taken the approach of having a midterm report for both UPR cycles so far. Again, it's the Ministry of Justice who have coordinated those midterm reports. We've found these very useful to keep us aware of our own progress on implementation, and we would recommend these as a good model to follow for others. Thanks.